You know, they didn't crucify Jesus because he was righteous. It was because they had trumped up charges against him because they hated him. They hated him because of his doctrine. They won't hate you for the actual righteousness you do. They will hate you for preaching righteousness. That's all. That's the way you will expect it to be. They won't say, the fact that we're not crucifying you because you don't drink. We're not crucifying you because you don't smoke. We're not crucifying you because you've laid aside lust. We're not crucifying you because you've cleaned up your mouth. No, we're crucifying you because you say that men can do such things. And as we know, it's impossible. We're not crucifying you for Jesus. We're not crucifying you because you healed a man, but because you worked on the Sabbath. And you led other people to think that they could do the same thing. So we need to be exercised. Exercise literally means, I think it's gymnast. It's like from our word gym, G-Y-M. It means to train, like an athlete would train, like in gymnastics or gymnasium. Gymnazo, to train. Gymnazo. We get our word gymnasium and gymnastics and gym from it. So, let's see all the interesting words that come from Greek. I always find it very fascinating because the English language is brought from so many different languages, from Latin, Greek, German, English. There's all kinds of... French, there's all kinds of influences. Verse 12, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. Let that which is lame be turned out of the way, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather be healed. Your arms are sore and lame, but let them be healed and strong. What they say, that pain is the feeling of weakness leaving the body, and chastisement is the feeling of righteousness entering in. When you feel the pain going away, and the healing of God, and the weak hands being lifted up, and the feeble knees being strengthened, you see the works of God happening to you. You see you being strengthened in righteousness into works that are good and acceptable before God. The works that accompany salvation. It's a package deal. Salvation is not like... imagine you win a trip. You win to eternal life, right? But this is to Acapulco or some other fanciful location. And what do they do? Just drop you out of an airplane on the beach? No, it includes takeoff and landing and hotel and accommodations and food and this and that and the other and $1,000 to spend. That salvation includes everything. It is a package. It is not merely a buffet or less. It is a package. There are things that accompany it. The works of God, which he works in us, through us, and by us. And that's our perspective. And that should be our desire. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Whosoever committeth sin hath not seen him, neither known him, John says. The author of Hebrews agrees. Without holiness, you will not see God. If you don't have holiness, will people say, well, it's just imputed holiness. You can't really be holy. No. Well, can you really live peaceably with all men? What is God saying? You should just, I'll say you were living peacefully, but go out and fist fight. Go out and bash someone's face in with a tire rod. Heck, I'll impute righteousness to you and peace unto you too. Is only those things which people are afraid to do imputed to them? Righteousness, holiness, godliness, that's all imputed. But living peaceably, you gotta actually do that. Or no, maybe in those circles who believe that, maybe you don't have to live peaceably. You can live as raucously as you like. Well, Paul, you gotta try your best. Oh, try, so, you know, 99% peaceable is acceptable, but you can kind of have, you know, that is not acceptable. 99%, you know what kind of righteousness that is? That is a filthy rag. In God's sight, God has this eye, and he sees all with it. And when he looks on you, if your righteousness is portrayed as a garment of white, if he sees a single fleck, a spot, a microscopic dot, it is filthy in his sight, because God is very demanding. He is very, very demanding. He does not want any spots. So that is unacceptable to him, and therefore it has to be unacceptable to us. We cannot accept a 99% righteousness. If I have a 99% righteousness, I need to say, God, I need something more. Because I can't bring it to 100% myself. I can't bring it to 99% myself, honestly. What I do, I can do, I do. But I trust rather the Lord to do everything for me. By faith in him. And that it, well, that everything that will be done in me that needs to be done by God. And many times, yeah, it's like, and you will experience it as you doing it. But when you truly do it, it is the power of God. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Is it possible to lose your salvation? Well, as Jesus said, him that hath not shall be taken from him, even that he seemeth to have. There is something that you seem to have. You seem to be saved. He looks like us. They walked with us. They dined with us, right? They did many wonderful works in his name. But what does Jesus say when he sees them? He says, I never knew you. You work iniquity. Right? To fail of the grace of God means you do not obtain the things promised by the promises of God, which are given by God's grace. If God's grace does not fully extend to you and fully give you the promises of God, you have failed of the grace of God. Now, if God truly had grace on you, you would never fail. So from God's perspective, you never had grace. But from your perspective, you thought you did. And so there will be people who seem to fail the grace of God. But it is only they are losing what they seemed to have. We do not, so we want to be diligent. Right? Looking diligently. So that we don't become that. We want to make our calling and election sure. We want to go on to perfection. We want to run with patience the race that is set before us and finish in first place. We're not running against other Christians. We're running against sin. We're running against unrighteousness. We're running against unholiness, filthiness, the profane things of this world. And thereby many be defiled. Many people who come to faith initially are defiled in faith and fail of the grace of God. And it is manifest that they were not of the grace of God.